Welcome to In the 50s, and we start this episode with my old boss, Jerry Lee Lewis, who didn't actually want to record this first song, as he felt it was blasphemous and went against every single one of his Christian principles. Sun Records owner, Sam Phillips, managed to assure and convince Jerry Lee that he wouldn't necessarily go to hell if he were to record the song. Well, he must have done a good job convincing him, because he did record the song and changed popular music in the process. Welcome to In the 50s.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my hell and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis from 1957. It's fair to say that Borny Bergantine had an unlucky childhood. Blinded in the right eye after mucking about with a toy umbrella as a toddler, he then fell out of a tree whilst on holiday, causing one of his legs not to grow as it should, resulting with him limping around for the rest of his life with a cane. So you could be forgiven for thinking that he might not necessarily be the composer who would write a song called My Happiness. With that song, here's Connie Francis.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. A on earth will do.
Connie Francis, who claims at the height of her stardom in the 50s that she would take great delight in seeing if she could go out on dates and not get noticed by her armies of fans. She described how she would dress in chunky sweaters, flat shoes and dark glasses in the hope that nobody would recognise her. Now then, here's something from one of our artists that we featured in our Insights series, which is still on the Listen Again page, by the way, Bobby Darin. He wrote this one himself, and it reached number 2 in America. The UK record buyers proved they had far superior taste to our cousins over the water, because the song spent a whole month at number 1 during the summer of 1959. And by the way, give yourself an extra point if you can identify the famous singer-songwriter who's playing the tinkling piano part on this. Mr. Robert Walden, a.k.a. Bobby Darin, with his 1959 hit, which featured a very young Neil Sedaka at the piano. Here's something from perhaps Argentina's greatest export, a man who, before establishing himself as one of the world's most loved stars of the 40s and 50s, had started out as a movie stuntman, which I always think probably served him really well in his private life, because he managed to get himself married and divorced on no less than 6 occasions. This is a song written by a man who famously held himself in very high regard. When he had heard Irving Berlin play piano at a party one night, he told everyone there that if someone can play the piano that badly and still write the best songs, then I can definitely do the same. It turns out he wasn't that bad a songwriter after all. Listen to this one he wrote, sung for us tonight by Argentina's greatest crooner.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you . It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation, oh no. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me, but if you'll only grant me hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you. Ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Dick Haymes. Here's a song which goes further back in history than I think any other song we'll hear in this series. This one had begun life as an American folk song, and although there's a fairly healthy stack of evidence to suggest that plantation workers were singing it in fields in the late 1800s, its official publication date is 1911. But as is the case with many folk songs, it was passed down orally through the generations and eventually ended up with Lloyd Price in 1958, giving him a UK number 7 the following year.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
Lloyd Price. We featured a song from a man called Neil in our very first episode of In the 50s. His prolific songwriting career had started after he had teamed up with another music-obsessed kid from his neighborhood called Howard Greenfield. But by 1958, they hadn't really had too much success songwriting. That is, until the producer, Don Kirshner, took them to one side and said, "Look, all you need to do to have a hit these days is write a song with a girl's name in the title and then just talk a bit in the middle." This turned out to be invaluable advice.
Surely die.
Sedaka with the song he wrote about his high school girlfriend, Carole King. And that concludes this episode of In the 50s here on LGRadio.online with me, Leo Green. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, visit the website where you can find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, listen to this show again, should you wish, via our Listen Again page. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.